Abraham, Moses,
Elijah, Jesus, Peter, James, and John went up a mountain. No, it's not a joke. They each went up the mountaintop and each experienced the transfiguring grace of God. Abraham had his mind opened to a new way of sacrifice, a new way of giving and returning to God. Moses would often go up the mountain and his face would shine, and the people would know that he had been in communication with God. Jesus, as we heard, shone like light. Elijah learned an important lesson that God isn't always expressed in the forces of nature, but sometimes even in the still silence of nothing. And Peter, James, and John, who had just before this experience of the transfiguration expressed their serious concern and doubt about going to Jerusalem, went down from the mountain, able to follow, even to Jerusalem. The words of St. Paul in his letter to the Romans sum up well the transfiguration that takes place when we encounter God's mercy. If God acquits, who will condemn? I don't know about you, but I hate seeing photos or videos of myself. I condemn each and every flaw. I notice all of the nervous tics. It is as if I were most critical of myself. Of course, thankfully, Bella's in this picture, so it's not quite as bad. When we look at ourselves in pictures or in videos, much more than even than in the mirror, we are quick to condemn. We are quick to point out our flaws, quick to point out the areas that need to be improved, and very quick to notice the things that just should change. Whether it's the way we're dressed, the sound of our voice, or the way we look, if God acquits, we will condemn ourselves. We don't live in those mountaintop experiences where, like Peter, we can say, it is good to be here. We live our lives more along the journey up the mountain, where switchbacks seem to keep us from making any progress whatsoever. The climb is not easy, and the higher we go, often more difficult it can be. But here today, we encounter not only the transfiguration, but we encounter transubstantiation, the change of the bread and the wine into the body and blood of Christ. Yet often we object, and we are quick to condemn ourselves or those closest to us, or maybe those we notice on the other side of the church. Elijah learned mercy, and Jesus shines with glory. For us to remember that just as these gifts of bread and wine are transubstantiated, changed completely, so too each of us who grab hold of the mystery are changed. That what we witness today is no less of a miracle, no less of an expression of God's grace and mercy and power and presence than anything any of those forefathers experienced at the top of the mountain. We may not always physical mountains. But sometimes we have to climb over our pride. Sometimes we have to climb over our egos or our own inflated sense of judgment. Today, as we come to this mountaintop of the altar, we are invited to experience the transformation, to see ourselves in a new life, in the grace that God bestows upon us, in the mercy that God bestows upon us, and in the beauty in which we were created, that we might pour ourselves out in service, that we might follow the Lord even to Jerusalem, that we might share our resources. And remember, we are always free to be as God created. The camera perhaps misses everything that God has included in our lives. And here we receive everything else that we could possibly need. For the Lord who shone as light shows himself to us as food for our journey.